Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the fourth week of November. As I speak with you now, it is snowing here in Ottawa, and the air is filled with a special kind of quietness. From my window, I can see not only my backyard, but also my neighbor's gardens. One of them has a few maple trees. During summer, the thick layers of leaves create a wall, and I cannot see inside the garden. But now that all the leaves are gone, I can clearly see through the trees. Suddenly, the neighbor's house feels so much closer to me. Recently, they started a Christmas lighting on one of their trees, and the first night when I saw the yellow lights, even though there wasn't yet any snow on the ground, I felt it was winter. It's funny to notice that not just nature, but what we humans do also makes us aware of the season we are in. Is there any human activity around you that reminds you of the changing season? Before we dive into today's story, there are two things I want to remind you of. The first thing is that the transcript of the story I share with you in each episode is available from the link in the show notes. A few months ago, I received a request from one of my lovely listeners that she wanted to be able to read the stories shared in this podcast. Actually, these stories that I read are taken from the blog posts that I write on my website. So I started to include the link to the corresponding blog post in the show notes of each episode. If you wish to read the story, you can now do so by clicking the link in the show notes. The second thing I want to remind you is that the Kindle edition of my fiction novel, Olive's Diary, is currently on holiday sale. If you are looking for an uplifting and heartwarming story to accompany your holiday, you may want to check this one out. Follow the link in the show notes to find out more and grab a copy. Now to our story time. Today, I would like to take you back to an ordinary yet happy scene from my early childhood. When we look back on our lives, it's surprising how an ordinary moment of an ordinary day can often leave a lasting impression on our mind and our heart. I wonder what ordinary scene from another time of your life might come back to your mind with a special sentiment as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it.
Two windows. I'm five in this memory. It's autumn. Through the open window of the back room of our tiny, half-dilapidated apartment, the cool morning air sweeps in. I'm running around the room with my little brother, when suddenly I get inspired to go to the next room, which is the tiniest room used for storage. Being afraid of darkness, I never go in there in the evening. But now, in the bright daylight, the room is just as any other. As I dash into the storage room, my brother follows me. Together, we go to the far end of the room, where the window is open. Out of curiosity, I poke out my head to see what scenery I get from this window. It's mostly the same from the familiar one I see from the back room, but slightly shifted to the left. When I turn my head to the right, I see the open window of the back room. That's interesting. A fun idea occurs to me. You wait here, I tell my brother. I'll go to the other room and wave at you from that window. My brother seems to like this idea too. He happily stays behind as I run back to the other room. Once I get to the window of the back room, I poke out my head and look to the left. Are you there? Immediately, my brother's smiley face pops out from the other window. Hello! Hello! We wave at each other. Even though we are just a few feet apart, there is an awareness that we are in different rooms, which excites me. We are communicating from separate rooms. My brother and I switch places and continue the greeting party until finally we are both satisfied and ready to move on to our next activity.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.